News Talk 1110 KBND Bend. Kim Birchfield here on Live Take 5 in the morning, and I'm talking to Dick Tobiasen, and he's a retired Army Lieutenant Colonel, also President of the Bend Heroes Foundation. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning.
Today is a huge event, the 70th anniversary of something that took place on December 7th that propelled us into World War II. Can you tell us more about that, Dick?
Yes, but here we are being attacked by a huge armada of Japanese aircraft carriers and aircraft, about 380 Japanese aircraft. A sneak attack early on a Sunday morning. GIs and Navy people are all in church or relaxing or at breakfast, and here they come. Damaged all 8 battleships on Battleship Row at Ford Island, destroyed 188 of our big aircraft, the B-17s we had there, and some fighters. So we were really not prepared to launch an immediate attack because our muscle was gone. Fortunately, our 3 big aircraft carriers were out at sea, and the Japanese knew that, and they did not go out to attack them. So we had the precious resource to retaliate in the Battle of Midway and moving west after Pearl Harbor.
Now, you, in our previous discussion, drew some parallels for me between this and September 11th.
Yes, both were unprovoked attacks by foreign countries for no reason as we could understand. About the same number of people were killed, just under 3,000. And what happened as a result of that is our country woke up and you might say, got its act together and saying, you know, we got to behave as a country and defeat these people. And that's what happened in both cases.
Now, there were two people from Central Oregon who were there to witness this event, and that's Chuck Sellington and Harvey Waldron. They normally would have been out there this morning helping you put the flags up, but they weren't there. Where were they?
Well, they're in Pearl Harbor. It's interesting because last year, the Pearl Harbor Association dissolved. In other words, they said, our veterans are too old. We don't have any more chapters or meetings, things like that, so we're going to dissolve. And then the Greatest Generation Foundation from Denver came forward and said, oh, no, you're not. We're taking 24 World War II veterans who were at Pearl Harbor, to Pearl Harbor, and that's where Chuck and Harvey are today.
And they were 2 out of 24 being sponsored.
That's right.
And the only 2 from the state of Oregon.
Only 2, but that's 2 out of 24. That's 8%. And you would think as a state, we'd only be 2%.
Now, tell me this. Why is it so important to take time out on a day like today to remember?
Well, if you think about it, World War II, America was the mechanism that destroyed tyranny all over the world. Here we put 16.1 million veterans into harm's way in Europe and Asia simultaneously. And we stopped the tyranny of the Hitlers, the Mussolinis, the Hirohitos. So had we not done that, Europe would have looked a lot different. There are some people who say that we might not even be speaking English today. We might be speaking Japanese or German because they did have intent invading this country. So we defeated tyranny all over the world at a very high price. 405,000 Americans were killed in World War II, 670,000 wounded, and there's still many missing, 17,000 missing. If we don't remember these people, then we don't remember how our country attained its freedoms over all these years. 1 million veterans have died for this country. 400,000, 40% were in World War II alone over a protracted period, 4 years. The battle in the Pacific lasted a long time. The battle in Europe lasted a very short time. But if we don't take the time out from our busy lives to pause and say, thank you, go down to that memorial and look at those names, those 69 names of World War II veterans from Bend who were killed during World War II. Go look at those flags on the bridge today. They'll be up all day until dark. If you have a flag at home, put it at half staff in honor of the Pearl Harbor veterans.
Today at noon, what can they do, where, and
well, this is interesting because your former colleague here, Dave Adams, is working with a group here to put on a marvelous show of pictures and videos from World War II by a World War II photographer at the Bend Elks Lodge. And it's from 12 to 7, and it's free. And it would be a great thing to go to after having visited the flags downtown. I think that'd be a marvelous thing to do.
All right. Thank you so much, Dick Tobiasen, ladies and gentlemen, joining us today on Live Take 5 for News Talk 1110 KBND Bend.